to Virgin Mobile.
Bienvenue chez Virgin Mobile.
To keep going in English, hit 1.
Pour le service en français, faites le 2.
If you're already a Virgin Mobile member, type in your 10-digit mobile.
To check your balance or make a payment, hit 1. For questions about your bill, hit 2. To chat with a care specialist, hit 0. For awesome member benefits, check out virginmobile.ca/lounge. Hang tight while we hook you up with one of our care specialists. Just so you know, your call may be recorded to make sure we're treating you well now.
We're going to hook up.
Thanks for calling Virgin Mobile. My name is Trish. How are you doing today?
Sup, B. This is George.
Okay. So what can I help you out with?
Well, you know, I'm just chilling in my crib, yo. And I noticed my minutes is low. That shit be so whack. How about you hook me up with some fresh new minutes, aight?
Okay, I can help you out with that. Can I just start with your cell phone number?
Sure. 519.
Okay, thanks. And what's the 4-digit password on your account?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's all right.
My bad.
It's okay. So what's the email address on your account?
What's an email? I don't know. This is so bogus. Oh, I know my postal code. N7M.
Okay, thanks. And your date of birth?
Oh, crap. You got me again.
Okay. What kind of cell phone are you using on the account?
Fuck if I know. My bad.
Do you know your account number or the day your bills start?
Look, don't be hating. Just stop hating, okay?
Okay. Well, unfortunately, because you're not able to answer any of the verification questions, you really can't go over anything in the account.
Don't be a hater, B. Aight.
Okay, I do apologize, but that is, unless you can answer the verification questions, we can't go over anything on the account.
Oh, that's so whack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, peace out, homie.
Okay. Have a good night.
Cowabunga.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. Hey, remember that time last week when I said I wasn't going to do a show for another week because I was going to be out of town? Well, I guess I lied, because here I am. I did some calls today. It's all pre-recorded, and the sound quality is going to be awful. Like, right now, I am talking to you not on my studio microphone, but I'm talking to you on my cheap Logitech, headphone/microphone thing. So I hope this is bearable for you guys. The phone calls aren't much better, but they will be better than the first one you heard at the beginning of the show. I did that on an IP soft phone thing called Zoiper, and you know, it automatically records the phone calls for you, but apparently it records them in, like, you know, lower than telephone quality even. It was that was pretty bad. I don't even know why I kept that, but whatever. I put it in there for the hell of it. If you want someone to blame about the sound quality, though, the person to blame would be Utah Kurt, because Utah Kurt is the sponsor of today's show, aka the show's Fall Guy. I'm going to stop having sponsors and just have Fall Guys, because I blame the sponsors for everything that goes wrong. So thanks a fucking lot, Utah Kurt, for the way this show's going to sound. Fucking Utah Kurt. Anyway, I am going to be out of town for the next, at least another week. Not sure exactly. I'm out doing corporate PLA stuff. You know, I'm checking on the headquarters in Roy, New Mexico, and making sure all the employees are doing their jobs, doing ribbon cutting ceremonies at the PLA retail stores, the new ones that have opened up this summer, like the one in Waverly, Iowa, Salina, Ohio, Moore, Oklahoma. If you live in those cities, be sure to visit your local PLA retail outlet. For the first call, though, this guy, who prefers to remain anonymous, he stresses very heavily that he is to remain anonymous. He wants me to call his old history teacher. He says that he's a funny guy and should be a great person to prank call. All of last year, some friends and I would... Okay, I'm not going to say this part because I'm trying to keep him anonymous. Not that you guys are even going to know who this guy is. But in a class, the history teacher was telling about a cat he had adopted. The cat isn't his, but it hangs out in his yard, so he feeds it and made it a little shelter. And I think you should call and pretend to be the cat owners, but instead of wanting the cat back, just complain about how he's been feeding it the wrong food. Just try to give him ridiculous care instructions for the cat. And I did this. I've already done the call. It's finished. So I'm just going to tell you beforehand, I didn't get to talk to the history teacher too much. Instead, I talked to who I think is the history teacher's wife. And she's pretty weird. So here's the call.
Hello.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dave. I live down the street from you, around the corner in that yellow house.
Okay.
Hey, we found out our cat's been going to your house a lot. Like, we put a GPS collar on and it went inside your house and stuff and recorded video.
Inside my house?
Well, no, just outside the house.
Your cat had a collar on it?
It did one day. We just had a GPS collar on it, but we took it off because we didn't want to lose it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're feeding them the wrong kind of food. We only feed them the Purina One food. Don't feed them that crap from Walmart.
Why aren't you feeding your cat?
We do feed it, but you're feeding it also. You're making it fat, really. But no, you just stop feeding it that crap. That you know that.
Well, don't take that attitude with me. I'm doing something nice.
No, you need to, like, just stop feeding our cat garbage. Our cat's on a strict diet. I think it's getting fat because you're feeding it too much.
Why don't you talk to here?
Talk to
Hello?
Here?
Hello? Can I help you? Yes.
Who's this?
I live here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that didn't answer my question. Who's this?
Who is this?
My name is Dave. I live down the street. I'm around the corner in the yellow house.
Down the corner. Yellow house. On
well, listen, can you just tell Matthew to stop feeding our cat garbage? Because, I mean, he's just feeding it garbage, and it's bad for the cat.
Wait a minute. What kind of cat do you have?
It's bad for his digestive tract.
What kind of cat do you have?
Oh, don't take that attitude with me, lady.
I'm not taking your attitude. I don't even own a cat, so
I know, but we put a GPS collar on our cat, and it keeps going over to your house, and we recorded
a
video of it.
Let me tell you. We have three cats that are coming over into our yard. One is a black and white, and it's skinny as hell. Another one is a solid black. Another one's a tiger cat, okay?
Oh, okay,
and they're all fighting all the time.
Well, stop feeding them. You're feeding them all this garbage. It's bad for them. I mean,
listen to me.
Just cut it out.
I don't feed cats. Well, I don't like cats. I don't feed them.
Well, maybe
okay?
Matthew is behind your back.
No. I have dogs. I have big dogs. Well, so, you know, the cat, if you have a cat, then come and get it if it's in a neighborhood.
Well, no, it's an outside cat. It stays outside, but it keeps going to your house, and you guys are feeding it garbage.
Wait a minute. I don't feed cats. I don't have cat food. So why are you saying this?
We went over to your house, and we looked, and we saw the food bowls outside at number 3. So we know it's you. And that's where
food bowls. There's no food bowls over here. I have outside a thing of water, and that's for my squirrel.
Oh, so you're feeding it that crappy Walmart water, like hobo water.
No, I can't afford that. I know, I can't afford hobo water.
You're gonna cause a urinary tract infection in our cat, feeding it that garbage that you feed it. That what is it?
I don't meow feed mix? Cats, honey. Hey, honey, please. I don't feed cats, okay?
Well, you
maybe
keep
it's
feeding
someone
our cats.
Else.
No, we can
no,
see
maybe
you.
It's... Listen, I have a lady that lives upstairs. Maybe she's the one that's feeding your cat.
Hey, don't get an attitude with me.
Hey, I like you. I really do. Your voice sounds so nice.
That was creepy and weird. So, look, it's just a simple request. Can you stop feeding our cat that meow mix? That's what poor people use.
You know what? This is a great conversation, I'm telling you. Really. We got to meet sometime. Hey, how about a coffee?
No, thanks. You'll probably feed me, like, you know, shitty Walmart coffee.
No, I don't shop Walmart. I eat Walmart.
Well, I think maybe Matthew does behind your back because
No, I'm sorry. You know, I don't like cats when I feed them. You know what? You should call the lady upstairs, okay?
Oh, great. Because what's her number?
I don't really have it because she's new.
Well, how am I going to call her?
Knock on her door and talk to her. What? You know what?
I'm in a wheelchair.
How'd you get my number?
It's in the white pages.
Well, then look again and maybe you'll find hers.
Well, you just told me she's new. Can you just take a broom and, like, knock on the ceiling?
Oh, no, I don't do that stuff. I don't do that stuff.
Yeah,
you're
like
in a wheelchair, huh?
Just like you don't feed my cat. You don't do that either, huh?
No, I don't. I don't feed cats.
You are such a liar.
I particularly don't like cats. See?
Well, I don't appreciate you saying that about my cat. Why don't you like my cat?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. You really want something to talk to, don't you?
No, I just want you to leave my cat alone. Just stop. Don't even pet my cat.
I don't like cats because the hair comes off them and I get all hairy and shit like that.
Yeah, and that doesn't happen with dogs, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, of course not. No, not at all.
Have you seen my dogs?
I bet they're stupid dogs. You probably feed them, like, you know, crappy Walmart food.
I don't shop at Walmart. Get it in your brain. I don't shop Walmart. I hate Walmart. Hate it.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that because I've seen what you feed my cat. We had a GPS collar with a camera on it, and we watched it.
Oh, I'll tell you, you are talking so wonderful, I'm telling you. Are you pushing buttons on a computer to get the same thing about Walmart? Come on, find the right button. Talk to me a little longer. Come on, keep me on. Keep me on the phone.
I think that lady definitely out-weirded me. I think she is the winner of that call. Thank you, anonymous person, for submitting that one. That was fun and weird and creepy. I think that lady wants to do me. So by the way, you know, I'm putting this show together, you know, bit by bit. I'm putting it all together in this music mixing software called Mixcraft, because that's the best way for me to do it when I'm not near all my good computer stuff. So I'm just using Mixcraft. You guys get to experience all this stuff with me because I did not know how bad my Logitech headset sounded until I just listened to it and, you know, put all that together. So now I'm using an Olympus digital voice recorder. I'm just talking directly into the recorder, no external mic. I think this is going to sound a lot better. The calls will still sound bad, but at least the in-between stuff will sound not quite so bad, hopefully. So next we're going to call another number from Billman. I think this is like the fifth request I've done from Billman, and I'm pretty sure I've called almost everybody in his town now. Billman's the one that sent us the ghost tower guy, that bizarre guy that I talked to about the ghost tower. And then he also got me to call, I think maybe his boss or something, and say that I ripped up his driveway. And that was kind of funny. So thanks, Billman. I appreciate the submissions. Everyone in your town is fun to talk to. Billman wants me to call this lady named Bonnie, and she works at a management company. I tried her a few times last week, and she was never in the office. But she was finally there today. This is an apartment call. This is a tenants from hell call. Billman gives me the address and an apartment number. And Billman's very upset with her. He says she tried milking me out of $1,200 for damages. And in small claims, she was awarded $100. She tried charging me for replacing the kitchen floor, an old hood vent above the oven. The floor had huge gouges due to the appliance store replacing the fridge. It goes on and on and on. Apparently, Billman is just a nightmare of a tenant and just completely trashed his house. And now he thinks that I should get revenge on his landlord because he likes to live like a hobo, living like a hobo in his apartments. But whatever, I'll do it anyway. Here goes, Billman. Here's your call.
Hi, is Bonnie there?
This is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. I'm a tenant here at number 7.
Okay.
And we had a problem with the pool that we put in the living room. Like, it started leaking.
A what?
We turned the living room just for the summer. We were going to take it down, actually, next week. But we put plastic on the walls and on the floor and filled it up with water. And it was fine for a while, but I guess the floor started sagging. And then something must have...
Are you joking?
No, not at all, because the people downstairs are really mad at us. Have they called yet?
I don't know, unless you're took the phone call.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, it's leaking out really fast into the downstairs unit.
So who's this?
And my name is Kevin.
Okay. Like, how bad is the... Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen, and I'm trying to keep the pool filled up, but it's draining out faster than I can fill it up.
What do you mean filled up?
Well, we had like 2 feet of water in the living room, you know, just for the pool, just for the past month. But I guess
now, which one are you in? Number 7?
Yeah, and the weight was making the floor fall down, you know, kind of making the floor
sag. And who's this?
My name is Kevin.
And your name is?
Kevin.
I don't have a Kevin in there.
Well, I stay here. I'm not the actual renter. I just stay on the couch.
Who's the actual renter?
I think Dave, maybe.
No.
Well, there's a lot of people staying here.
So what's going on? Why don't you just drain the pool?
Well, I think, yeah, it's going to happen no matter what, because we can't. We've been trying to keep it filled up, but if we can't fill it up fast enough, so it's just all
draining. Don't you realize there's tenants below you?
Yeah, I know. They're really upset, and I wasn't sure what to do. But I'm not
drain
sure.
Drain the pool.
Yeah, I think
okay.
That's our only choice at this point.
We'll be over there in a minute.
Yeah, no, you can't come over because the door won't even open because we've got the plastic up against the door and it's filled with water. So like the door can't open, not yet.
I'll call the tenants.
You'll call what?
Do you want me to call the tenants who are supposed to be in there?
For what?
To see what's going on.
Oh, well,
I'm
calling for them. They haven't been home all day today.
Okay, well, who's the tenants living there?
I don't know. There's Dave and Joe, Roy.
Okay.
Steven.
So you're calling me from 661-748-0240, and your name is?
It's still Kevin. It hasn't changed.
Kevin what?
Why do you need my last name?
I need to know who's there.
I don't want to get in trouble for this. I mean, because, like, the pool, it wasn't even my idea.
Well, I got your phone number. I could search your number if you don't want to give me your name. So.
Oh no, I'm calling from Skype here in the living room. I mean, here in the kitchen, they have a computer with Skype on it. I'm just calling from Skype.
I'll be over there. I'll send the police department.
But why would you send the police?
Why would you send the police?
Here
comes. I don't know why you hung up on me. No, I was just trying to find out if like you have something that can.
No, I'm gonna call the police department and have them meet me over at that address that you just gave me.
Okay.
And then actually give them your phone number.
Because
if you're playing a practical joke on me, you're in deep doo-doo, so...
Oh, don't use that language with me. No, I'm just trying to seal the plastic.
Well, I'm not
so
talking that kind of language, but this is just a total... You know, we manage property and stuff, and if you're playing games, you're in trouble, so...
I'm not playing games. I'm just trying to figure out what to do, like how to stop the leak.
Wait, wouldn't that be so stupid? You would just drain the stupid pool.
Okay, but
if you have
a
pool up above somebody... His head? Do you realize?
Yeah, but it wasn't supposed to leak.
I got your number. I'm going to call the police to see what's going on.
It's not even my fault because the floors are leaking.
I'll have the police department. What town are we in?
You should have more support underneath.
Okay. Then you gave me this address. I'll meet the police department over there in a few minutes.
Well, I have some questions first.
No, that's enough. I'll be over there in a minute. This is stupid. I'll be over there in a minute.
I'm not stupid.
Hello, 911? I'm a bad property manager and I don't know how to deal with tenants. Please do something. I actually tried to call her back a third time and clear things up, but she wouldn't answer. You know, I didn't want her to send the police over. I called to make things right, but no, she wasn't answering from me anymore. Oh yeah, and by the way, I'm on Skype again. I swore months ago, earlier this year, that I would never give Skype another penny, but I had no choice. I couldn't find a good recording software for my SIP phone asterisk stuff, so I'm using Skype again. My phone number is going to be 661 for everyone, just until I get back. But damn you, Skype. You got my $2.99 for the month, and they're probably going to cancel my account now tomorrow. Oh, and yay! I don't sound like I'm broadcasting from blogtalkradio.com anymore using my headset. This digital recorder sounds much better, so I'm sort of happy with this now, with this whole ghetto setup I've got here with my laptop. If you're a Patreon contributor, you have probably gotten your ID by now. I've been noticing people on Facebook that are from Australia and other countries. They're finally getting their IDs. Their Elite Cactus Squad IDs. PLA ID cards, whatever they're called. And people really seem to love these IDs. I mean, I've gotten a bunch of emails from people who want their own ID cards. Some of them are not paying me anything. Some of them are sending me like $5 and $1 just to cover shipping. And then there's one guy that sent me like $50 for an ID. And I'm like, oh, come on. You don't have to do this. I'll send you $45 back. And he's like, no. I just want to contribute, you know, use the money toward other people's IDs. Another guy sent me $15 for an ID card. So basically, this whole ID card thing is the best money-making scheme I've ever had. So thanks, everyone, that's supporting the ID card project. I think I'm going to work on different types of ID cards. Maybe make like a gold card for Patreon people or something like that. Since I'm just giving them away, and I'll give the freeloaders, the people that just want a free ID or just pay a dollar for shipping, I'll give them like the crappiest ID ever. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But no, if you want an ID, send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org. I will make you one. I would really appreciate $5 to cover just the making of the ID and the laminating. It's like a really nice laminating thing. It's like hard plastic. It's like a real ID. If it were the 1990s. But they do look good. I like these IDs. I'm happy with them. So if you want one, send me a couple bucks, or just ask nicely, and I'll give you one for free. But yeah, let's do one last call. One last call, and then I'm going to quit this show, put it all together, see how it sounds, and maybe, just maybe, I'll do a couple next week before I get back from my corporate getaway trip thing. I got this request from Chris. Chris wants me to call his sister, because she's a fucking bitch. She lives in a 3-bedroom house, and he gives me the address, tells me where she used to work, tells me her husband's name, where the husband works. So I've looked up their house on Street View. I see they have a big fence around their property, so let's tear down their fence.
Hey, Rhonda, this is Josh from Royco Construction.
Uh-huh.
Here, you're not home, are you?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we had this work order to remove your fence. And we've removed your entire fence today, but then we found out it was a prank.
What?
We had this work order. Someone submitted a work order online to remove your fence from your property.
What is the name on the account?
It says Rhonda at the 180 Road.
Okay.
So it's because my team went out and removed whatever fence is on your property, and they took it away, and you know they're recycling the material for it.
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah, it turned out it was a prank or something. I'm not sure what happened, but they submitted the work order, but then we found out it was a fake work order, but they'd already taken your fence down. So your entire fence is gone.
At our house?
Yeah. Yeah, you had the fence like surrounding kind of next to the house, and there's a shed. But the fence is all gone now.
What's the address on the
180 Road?
Okay, why is this number from out of state?
It's a corporate number. It goes through some system or something. I'm calling from here in town, though. Are you saying you don't have a fence?
Well, no, I have a fence. I'm not at home at the moment.
Right, yeah. They removed your fence. The Royco construction team, they completely removed your fence today and hauled it off. It's gone. And I just wanted to call and say we're sorry. I guess it was some sort of a prank.
Like how someone, is that possible?
Well, someone submitted your address for the work order, so you don't have a fence.
Okay.
You don't have a fence anymore. We've taken the fence, and we've taken all the fence posts out of the ground for recycling.
No, don't turn that on.
What?
Okay, hold on. Wait. Okay, I'm going to run home and make sure that what you're saying is, like, I don't understand how, like, that could have been a prank.
Well, no, they submitted it through the internet. But then we talked to one of your neighbors, and they... And it turns out like it was one of their kids. They did it as a prank, and they were at the window laughing about it because they were taking away the fence. So they made the kids come over and apologize to them, but they had already removed most of the fence, you know, hauled it off for recycling.
What neighbors?
Like down the street a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm just saying your fence is gone, and I'm very sorry about the mix-up.
Okay, well, I'm driving home right now to go see...
To go see that your fence is gone?
Because I was at home not that long ago.
You're right. It just happened. But then the neighbors came out and they explained the mix-up with the kids and everything.
And you don't know the neighbor's name?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him. I'm actually just calling from the company. It was some of our workers. They're the ones that removed the fence. And they've taken it off to be recycled.
Okay. So... I guess I need to call my husband.
Oh, okay. Sure.
What's like the number I can call you back at?
The one on your caller ID, the 661 number, that routes back to here in Claremore.
Okay. All right.
But are you upset about your fence? I'm sorry about your fence.
Huh?
I just wanted to say I'm very sorry about your fence.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, we're not responsible for it, you know, so you're going to have to talk to your neighbors to get it replaced. Because we've already hauled it off to be recycled. We get money for recycling it.
We're going to have to call the neighbors to get it replaced?
Yes, yeah, because it's not our fault. You know, they submitted the work order. I mean, their kids did, but it's basically their fault because it's their kids.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just saying, we've already recycled it. It's been recycled, and we've gotten paid for it.
Okay. I will call you back.
It's not our fault, is what I'm saying. You need to talk to the neighbors.
Like, okay, what is the name of the neighbor that you talked to?
Well, the workers are still at your house. They'll point it out to you, because I don't even know myself. Because there's still, like, a small section of back fence left. They hadn't finished that yet when they found out that it was a prank.
Okay. Let me call you back.
But they're removing that right now. They're removing the back part of the fence.
Why are they still removing the fence?
Because we get paid for the entire job. You know, we get paid per pound of the material that we take out.
I know, but if you know that you're not supposed to remove it, why are they still removing it?
Well, because we have the work order. It says to remove it.
But you just...
We have to complete the work order, or we don't get paid.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will call you back.
Well, I don't know why you're getting an attitude about it.
Okay. I have to go.
Where are you going to?
This is insane. What was your name again?
My name is Josh from Royco Construction.
Okay. I was not getting attitude.
Well, in my opinion, you were. I'm just trying to do the right thing and tell you what happened.
I think that's going to do it for today's show. Today is Friday, by the way. Friday, August 15th. I don't think I mentioned that before. I'm sorry the show isn't as long as it normally is, but I'm on a limited schedule here. You know, I've got to go around and do my... my meet and greets with the other corporate company people. So everyone blame Utah Kurt for that. Thanks for making it a short show, Utah Kurt. I'm just happy I was able to do a little something this week. Hopefully I'll do more next week, now that I have all this stuff worked out, you know, with the Skype and the VoIP and the stupid microphone I'm using. I'll try to do better next week, because I will be out of town still this coming week after this weekend, but I'll be back the week after that, I think. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll never come back. But the show's over. I'm going to leave you guys with some Rappy McRapperson. This is the song called the 5667351400 Boogie. That is Rappy McRapperson's actual social security number. I didn't believe him when he told me he actually used his real social security number. So I checked. I called up his cell phone carrier and I checked. And that actually is Rappy's social security number. So if anyone wants to commit some fraud or steal an identity, here is Rappy McRapperson's social security number. See you guys next time.
Amway Arena! Let's boogie. It's Friday night, yeah. Hopped off the bus, walked to the back of the line of the club. Yeah. Love to boogie, can't wait to dance. Waiting in line with ants in my pants. Oh, snaps! I lost my ID, pocket full of documents. Reach for my social security card, yeah, and my birth certificate. It's a boogie down club, and I gotta get in it. The club had a local security guard, and I showed him my social security card. Dude, I don't know if I can let you in. Then I did a cool dance move with a spin. In the club like a rascal, hot Tabasco, pocket full of documents and bags of tobacco. Tonight we're gonna have some fun. Sat down at the table, party of one. Put down the knives, put down the guns. Go home with a girl with a body like a plum. Bartender lady, how about a drink? Vodka and prune juice, tonight I'm gonna let loose. She said, okay, can I see your ID? I said, okay, don't be gay. I lost my ID in my friend's backyard, but here is my social security card. 5667351400. Oh! Boogie. 5667351400. Oh! Boogie. 5667351400. Oh! Boogie. 5667351400. Oh, that's my social security number. I make cuts like lumber. Stay up late, no time for slumber. 5667351400. Try to get a loan. down for a Hummer. You're a friend of me, have my identity. The Ukrainian mafia tempted me. This girl winked at me, looking cute. Hey baby, take a sip of the vodka and prune juice. She blew me a kiss, I grabbed it, put it in my pocket, rock it, put my picture in a locket. I wanna show you all my documents, so join me on the dance floor. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Oh! Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Ow, 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 ow. Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Ow. Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. On a bike with polyester pants and slippery pockets. Yeah, I lost my wallet in a 5-mile radius of Maitland. If you find my wallet, please give it to the mailman. 1620 Mohawk Trail, Maitland, Florida, 32798. Yeah, thanks for finding it. Please keep the $10 inside of it. That's your reward for mailing it back to me. You see? No ID catastrophe. Blasphemy at the DMV, where the big fat ladies all yell at me. They need more documentation for a replaced ID creation. My second favorite rapper's Black Rob, like, whoa. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Oh! Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Ow, 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 ow! Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4. Ow! Boogie. 5-6-6-7-3-5-1-4.
Oh, boogie.